evening. So I was thinking this week's topic, if you saw the post, is the obligation to honor one's older brother. And so I was thinking about this parasha. It started, of course, already in last week's parasha, but continues very much in this week's parasha, the relationship between Moshe and Aaron. First of all, last week's parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu Taka didn't want to accept the appointment that Hashem wanted to send him on a mission to be the one to lead Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, and everything leading up to that, etc. And Moshe Rabbeinu refused, and Chazal say that the reason he refused because he was afraid that it would be a pekiah in his brother. He had the older brother Aaron, who was very worthy as well, and he thought it would be a pekiah in his kavod. But Hashem persisted. Hashem told him that Aaron's going to be the happiest person. He says, "V'racha v'samach b'libo. Hinei gamu yatzilik rasecha. He'll come out to greet you. V'racha v'samach b'libo. He will be very happy. Meaning Hashem saying v'samach b'libo, meaning emissa, not just pun of a lachutz, not just putting on a show. He will be genuinely happy for you, and you have nothing to worry about. Anyway, and then we have through this parasha, we have Moshe and Aaron constantly appearing together before Paro, right? And working together the whole, basically from now through till Aaron's death, which preceded Moshe Rabbeinu's death by a bit. They were the leaders of Klal Yisrael, and together in many, many, many instances they appeared together. So I wanted to discuss the Kosh Baruch Hu put it in my head. That's a nice topic to discuss. There's a din that one who has an older brother has to be mechaber their older brother, and it's the Gemara in Ksubis Daf Kuf Gimel learns it from a pasuk. The pasuk says pasuk in Aseres Nedibros Kabedes Ovicha VeEsimecha. And Chazal Darshan, with the Darshan, a few things. I think what's maybe more famous is that Es Avicha and Esimecha, the two Esim are the Rabos Eshes Ha'av and Baal Imo. And if a person's father is remarried to a woman that's not his mother, he still has to show that woman honor as well. At least calls man that his father is living, he has to, it's Mechuyev to show honor to his father's wife. And the same thing if a man's mother is remarried, he has to show honor to his mother's husband. But besides that, there's also the darshan from the Vav, Kabeit es avicha v'es imecha. From that Vav, the Gemara says in Ksubis, the Vav Yisera l'rabos is achicha hagadol. To include achicha hagadol, that you have to, one has to show honor for his older brother. Now, the Zohar apparently, Taka learns it out from Es, but the Gemara learns it from the Vav. So just the first, very, very first question, is this Mamash Chiyuv Doraisa, is this a Drasha Gemura that the Gemara is making, or is it perhaps, an Asmachta, something less than a Mamash Drasha Gemura? So the Rambam Hilchas Mamrim, Perek Vav, Halacha Desvav, calls it Midirei Sofrim. Midirei Sofrim is Sheya'adam Chayiv B'chvot Aviv Hagadol K'chvot Aviv. It's midivrei sofrim. So what does that mean when the Rambam uses the lashon divrei? When we typically use the lashon divrei sofrim, we use that for the rabbanans. So the Gemara says in Kedushin, right? Mipnei man nikru harishonim sofrim. Why were they earlier chacham called sofrim? The Gemara discusses. But we usually use divrei sofrim to mean the rabbanans. But it's well known that the Rambam used the lashon divrei sofrim to refer to things that were min haTorah. And who tells us this? The Rambam himself. The Rambam himself tells us, what is that? That's one of the examples. Kedusha Kesef, because there was so right. But that's not where the Rambam says the Raisa. But with the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Sefer HaMitzvos Shorish Beis, and also in the Parish HaMishnayis La Rambam, in Meseches Kalim, Perik Yud Zayin, Mishnah Yud Beis, Shekol Masha Dershu Chazal Be'echa Mehayugim Midos. I mean, anything Chazal Darshan Me'echa Mehayugim Midos, Shatara Nedresh them, he calls it Divrei Seferim. Anything that Chazal learned out from the Yud Gimel Midas, the Yud Gimel Midas is a clear deraisa, right? Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Shlosh Rav Midas, the Torah Drishas Behen, Kal Vachomer, Gzeira Shava, these are basic deraisas, right? So the Rambam says anything that's learned out from the Yud Gimel Midas is called Divrei Seferim. So he uses the Lashon Divrei Seferim for things which are deraisa. So Zog the Kesef Mishnah over here in the Radvaz, that here too, here as well. When the Rabbam says that Kibud of Achav HaGadol is Midivrei Seferim, he means it's Daraisa. It's a Mamash Nidin Daraisa. So just like you have, and his Lashon is, I mean, I was about to say just like, but that's Mamash the Rabbam says, just like Chai B'chor Aviv HaGadol K'chvor Aviv. And we'll talk later, but is it Mamash the exact same, you know, identical? Is it the identical type of covenant or not? That's going to be a topic. But in the sense, in terms of the tokef of the chiyuv, in terms of how strict or how basic a requirement it is, it's totally basic, just like it's elementary and that a person has to be mechaber his father and mechaber his mother. So, says the Rambam, it's just as elementary that a person has to be mechaber his older brother. Comes from the same pasuk, not from the explicit words of the pasuk, but from an extra letter in the pasuk, which Chazal darshan, as we said in Maseches Ksubis. Now the Minchas Chinuch says this as well, that according to the Rambam, you know, according to what we know how to interpret the Lashonos of the Rambam, comes out that it's a mitzvah de oraisa. And in fact, the Rambam himself has a kasha on the monei hamitzvos, those who, you know, we know the Gemara says in Makos, the very end of Makos, right, that there are 613 mitzvos. That's where it comes from. We all took the 613 mitzvos. Where does that come from? It's the Gemara Makos, that there are 613 mitzvos. Now, that means that we all have the same Torah, but there are different, there are a lot more than 613 things we have to do. So there are, we have a Masorah in the Gemara that there are 613 things which are official mitzvahs. And the different Monei HaMitzvahs, there are different Rishonim that make cheshbonus, Rishonim maybe even Gaonim, that make cheshbonus of what the 613 are. So the Rambam has a Hasaga that they don't include this as a separate mitzvah. It should be listed. This should be one of the 613. So the Ramban answers, says three terusim, why it's not. One teretz, he says, is that it's not a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. It's a he anaf mi mitzvahs kibud of aim. It's a branch. It could be still deraisa, but a branch and a part of the mitzvah kibud of aim. That's his first. His third teretz is somewhat similar. His third, third teretz is that even kibud av va'aim isn't listed separately. It's not listed. We don't list two separate mitzvahs. Kabe zavicha, one mitzvah, vesimecha, another mitzvah. It's listed together. That it's because it's part of one. They're all parts of one mitzvah. So this too, he says, is parts of that mitzvah. So that's, you know, very similar to him. His middle teretz, or the middle teretz Ramban, is that it's the morning mitzvahs who didn't include it is because they take a hold. It's not a drasha gemura. We don't darshan vavin. We don't bicker it in darshan vavin as a emissa deraisa, you know, emissa drasha. It's not a drasha gemura. So according to that teretz Ramban, you know, very very likely that it wouldn't be deraisa altogether. It would be the rabbanon. We don't darshan vavin. It would be the rabbanon. But according to the other two truths in the Ramban, very well could hold it is deraisa. Now many of the svarim that I was looking at, they bring this Ramban al haTorah. The Ramban in Parshas Vayishlach, when we find Yaakov Avinu is traveling back to his homeland, to his parents, or ended up only traveling back to Yitzchak, and he's going with his entire family, and you know he has the famous meeting with Esav, encounter with Esav, and before the encounter he sent ahead Malachim. He sent ahead, and he told them, Kosar Mul Adoni Le'esav, Ko Amar Avdecha Yaakov. He uses Lashonos of submission. You know, tell my master Esav that your servant Yaakov said. So the Ramban there says, Vida, Ki Hakovet Azeh, Shehoye Yaakov, Ose Lo'achiv, Bepachado Mimenu, Lomar Adoni Va'avdecha, Ba'avur Ki Minag, Haminag Mitzor. It's the minag for a younger sibling lases ma'ila v'kaved el abachar ke'ilu hu aviv. It's the minig. It's commonplace. He says it's a commonplace thing that the younger siblings will treat their oldest, the bachar. He says at least the bachar, that ke'ilu hu aviv. Kasher ramza lanu hatara gam. It means exactly by gam. I mean, we learn it from Vav, or the Zohar said from S. I don't know, but I'm not sure what he means by the word gam, but maybe she just means gam l'rabba is also to be marba. I don't know.
Is there obligation to honor the Behor or any other older room?
Stick around. A few more minutes, please. Okay. And then he says, V'hine Yaakov lakach b'choraso. We know Yaakov actually bought the Behor from Esav. V'atuhu mara lo ki'ilu ena mechira hayetzlo. He's like showing to show Esav that don't worry about that, forget about he's trying to act to Esav like, nah, I'm willing to look at you as the boss, as the bechor, that you, the way you were born, what you were born into. But what, at least what he was born into was this idea that he deserves and typically would receive the covet of the younger brothers. Now, does this mean it's Doraisa? I mean, I think very possibly not for this Lashon, because he just says, there was the Minug, Minug Bitsar, Kasha Ramza Lanu Hatayra. He says the Torah is Maramis to it in the Pasuk of the Rabbis Chagadol. That doesn't sound necessarily like it's Doraisa, but this is Ramban La Torah. But, okay, we said before, based on the Ramban's different Terutzim to the Kasha of why it's not listed as a separate mitzvah. Some could go one way, some could go the other way, whether it's derived. So we don't know for sure maybe what the Ramban holds. However, as you said, the Rambam seems to hold clear that it's derived. And this is the way some other Achronim take on. I mean, I mentioned the Chazamish, the Rivaz, the Maram Shik, and on his Targum Mitzvahs, they quote the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim is Sefer Chavetz Chaim. At the beginning of the Sefer, he goes through all the mitzvahs that one could violate by speaking Lashon Hara, and all the mitzvahs that say one could be Mekayim or be Mevatel by speaking Lashon Hara. And one of them is the mitzvah, if you speak against your older brother, you Mevatel the mitzvah of this mitzvah, and he indicates there also that it's a deraisa. He seems to be approaching it that it's a deraisa, the mitzvah, and you Mevatel that mitzvah deraisa by speaking Lashon Hara against your older brother. You're, amongst all the other problems, you're also being Mevatel this mitzvah. On the other hand, the Charedim and the Aruch HaShulchan, they both say that it's Derabbanim. Okay, Al Kapanim, it's, we have many saying it's Doraisa, and including the Rambam, so it's, either way, it's an absolute Chiyav. I mean, even if it's Derabbanim, it's an absolute Chiyav. Now, there is a Shaila in this Chiyav, though, like, what's the nature of it? Meaning, we saw already the Ramban said something about this, but let's go back to that. Is it a separate mitzvah, or is it a mitzvah to be mechaber the brother, mitzad the brother, or is it mitzad the parents? Meaning, is it that really it's part of the covenant of the parents is to respect their firstborn? Their firstborn is especially, we know in certain circles and even in Torah circles, it's very much that way, that the bechor is like a very high status. I mean, the Torah gives rewards the Bechor Pishnayim, and we do find the concept of Bechor being special. So perhaps the mitzvah, even now, whether or not it's limited to the Bechor, we're going to get to that Mishnah, but it could be just the idea of each one of the siblings showing honor to the ones that are older, because they're a more primary, more earlier product of the parents. So it's a covet to the parents. Or is it totally separate? Totally separate. It's a mitzvah to honor the person, on his own rights. He has a status. Or and klape you, even if he's a younger brother, but older than you. So klape you, he has a rank. He ranks higher than you.
I'm sorry, if it was more of just respect someone's older, it's like the mitzvah of honoring a zaki.
Right, but I'm saying not just anyone.
On the honor of that. I mean, well, but older than me, I respect you.
Yeah, well, okay, but first of all, that's only a 70-year-old. Right?
Yeah, but it's like maybe a whiff of that.
It's what?
Maybe it's an anuf.
Well, okay, but it doesn't seem so. I mean, it's in the pasuk of Kavis Rechadecha, so it's either part of that or it's, so they bring a lot of nafkaminas halacha. There could be a lot of nafkamines in the shiloh, whether we look at it like it's a separate mitzvah, a totally, not a separate mitzvah, whether it's a mitzvah mitzad the brother himself, or mitzad honoring the parents. I'll just list a couple of nafkaminas. The Minchas Chinuch says a nafkamina. What happens if the father tells you not to honor your older brother? You're brother number two, and your father tells you he's upset with him or whatever it is, and he tells you not to honor him. Don't honor your older brother. So if it's a mitzvah fneyatzma, you can't listen. Just like if your father would tell you, don't honor that zaken. No, I'll give you your example. 70-year-old's walking by, and you want to tell us, don't show him any honor. Don't stand up for him. Don't do whatever. Or any other mitzvah in the Torah. The Torah tells us, don't take a loaf of nesrig. It says, Hashem says, you and your father have to listen to me. So if your father tells you not to listen to me, then you can't listen to your father. So here too, if it's a mitzvah, it's on right. But if the mitzvah is gufa, to honor them, it's one of the ways of honoring your father is by honoring his older child. So the father telling you, I don't want you to. So then, hadrabba, it's not covered. It's not covered to honor you, to honor him. If it's not covered to the father to honor the older brother, if the father tells you he doesn't want you to honor the brother. Or the Darkei Moshe is really a similar shaila. The Darkei Moshe, the Rama already has a shaila. What happens? Could the father be mochel? It's really similar, very similar. Could he be mochel, the covet? Now, a father could be mochel his own covet, right? That we know. Parents could be mochel on their covet. Ha'av she'mochel kvodo, kvodo mochel. So could he be mochel the covet of his son? Not he's telling don't honor him, you know. But mochel, not necessary. Mochel, you don't have to honor me, you don't have to honor him. So fine. If it's a chelik of it's only us honoring the father, you honor his son. So okay, so he's mochel. But if it's no, it's not. It's honoring the older brother is its own chiyuv. So then the father can't be mochel. And then there's another enough can be the other way around. What happens if the brother himself is mochel? But it tells his younger brother, you know, it's okay. Don't worry about it. So if it's his own mitzvah, then he could be mochel. But if it's the father's mitzvah, then he can't be mochel his father's covet. It's not for you. It's for our father. I just by the way, just to clarify, you know, when I say father, it's true whether he's a brother. You asked before about a stepbrother. It's not a stepbrother, but it's a half brother too. It doesn't make a difference whether he's a brother from both parents or from either parent. He's the mitzvah is even if it's just your brother from your mother's side is also the same mitzvah. Okay, other nafkaminas would be what about after the parents' death? The parents no longer living. Both parents are no longer living. Yeah, there definitely is. There is definitely a mitzvah to be chabad your own parent if you're after his misa, your father or mother. Shiloh discussion was the rice, the rabbanah, but there are definite chiyuvim or kibbutz after the chamosah in ways that could apply. So the question is there a mitzvah to honor the older brother after the death of the parents? If the mitzvah is only else the parents, then okay, it's not okay anymore. But if the mitzvah is else himself, then you would. Now this is a big shayla. It's a big deal in the achronim. This particular one, and lemaisa, it's brought down different days. But many say that one should honor him. Should honor the older brother even after the death of the parents. okay, another nafkamina. Okay, that's all I wrote here. There's a if you want in this sefer here from Rav Yitzchak Yosef, Sefer Kibbutz Avim has he brings down a number of other nafkaminas as well. Okay, so I mean lebaisa mistama we would once we're saying. What I just mentioned that many achronim say lemaisa one should be nisar even after the death of the parents. So then, yeah, just 1 second. Yeah, I mean just to be transparent here. There's a pischei tshuva on the page of the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya Siman Reish Mem Sifka and Yud Ches. Pischei tshuva brings down this shaila. I'm betshuvas Knesset Yecheskel Shevid Yesh Plug to Ben a Rambam v'Haramban. Okay, so he brings down the shaila here. If we're going to say that one should be machmer on this, like many of the Chum say, so then it's the whole package. So then we're saying because it's a mitzvah bifnei atzmo, so at least everything that's totally on bifnei atzmo, but on the other hand, doesn't mean necessarily we could be makel on the other shaylas. It could be that should be machmer on both ways because these are. If it's a machlok, it's Rambam and Ramban, so we don't have a hachra in the Shulchan Aruch. I will say like this, that, one second, it does, I'm just reminding myself, let me just see what I wrote here. One minute, please. No, one second. Let's see. Here, so in the halacha of honoring a parent's spouse, so the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Reish Mem Sifcha Vav, Chayv Adam B'Chabet Eishes Aviv, person has to honor his father's wife, Afal Pi She'ein Imo, even though it's not his own mother, Kol Zman She'aviv Kayim. There is as long as the father is living. V'chayv l'chabit balimo. Also, one has to honor his mother's husband. Kol zman shimo kemes. Aval la'achar misa. After the death of the father or the mother, eino chayv b'chvodam. He doesn't have to honor any longer their spouse. Come on, come davar hagun l'chabit maflachar misa. It's a proper thing to do, but it's not a chiyuv anymore. But then by the brother, it doesn't say that caveat. It says in sifcha veis chayv ar halacha. Chayv adam b'chvod achiv hagadol. Bein shu achav me'aviv, bein shu achav me'imo. Person has to honor his older brother, whether he's from the father's side or from the mother's side. And it doesn't say here, kol zaman she'aviv imo kayim. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say that as that caveat, that limitation. So implying that we would not apply that limitation to me even afterwards, which would indicate that it's a chiyav, machmas atzmo. But again, but it could be that mechumra, that lav davka, that we're machriya, that way, and only machmas hatsa memela, if he's mochel, you wouldn't have to do it. No, it could be choshish, as we saw in the Ramban, that it's a covet for the father as well. So,
wait, the mechaber, the part, the mother is not because she's the mother.
Mother herself.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's.
I mean, if we say that you don't have to, if after the person passes away, we have that.
No, I said after somebody's, your father's wife passed away. Your father's wife is she who was not your mother, right? So after one's father passes away, he would no longer have to honor if his father leaves over a widow. A widow who's.
Stepmother, why? Because she doesn't have.
Because the chiyuv to be mechabed your stepmother,
correct,
and therefore it's only bechaya your father. After your father is passing,
you don't have chiyuv to mechabed.
Step. It says the davar hagun, but you don't have a chiyuv to. It's not part of the covenant of a deceased father. It doesn't include to honor his widow.
His
widow.
His stepmother.
Right.
But the brother, the chiyuv might come from himself.
Right, but the brother doesn't say. I'm just pointing out. Shulchan doesn't say over there that it's only during the lifetime of the brother of the parents. Okay.
Because the brother can be mechaber also. Even if it's because of your father, even if the father passes away, maybe still covered that you be mechaber his son. So maybe that's why you don't have that caveat.
Well,
that goes away then. That
well, then you can say it's a.
No matter if you mechal on the atzmoy, mechal because your father never was going to go away, or it's the atzmoy, or it's because of kibbutz, because you have kibbutz over him even after you pass away, so it never goes away.
Okay, but you can say that about his widow also. It's a cover to him that you show cover to his widow, and yet it says you don't. But it says you don't have to. That's it. Okay.
But after the death.
That's what I'm talking about.
No, I'm saying for the stepmother. After death, maybe it doesn't pull
along. Okay, but why would there be a chilek then if they're
if his real mother then still has the chiyuv.
Of course. That has nothing to do with his father, right? It's real money. Of course he doesn't have his money. Right. Okay, now, so let's go to the Shah. Now, the question before is asked is, does this apply just to a Bechor or just to the old? Who does it apply to? So here again, it's a very big machlokas. Whether there is a day that the whole thing is only by Bechor, and some only by Mamish Bechor, that's no Tal Pishnayim, but the Torah gave a special status to that, meaning Mamish the firstborn. And but there are many that say otherwise, that it even applies to first of all, a brother that's even if he's not the Bechor, meaning even if he has if there's an older sister as the firstborn, but he's still the oldest. And more than that, even if he's not the oldest, anyone is older than you. Anyone for, and this if this so that means brother number two is mechaber with brother number one, brother number three is mechaber number two, and number one. This is a machlokas. The Gilgilia Mesha brings from the Shvas Yaakov, and Elochas Gitano said it's only the oldest brother. But the Birke Yosef, the Chida says not that way, and he says from the Arizal, even though the Arizal is quoted elsewhere as saying that way too, but he brings that the sheet of the Arizal was that you are mechayev to mechabed any one of the older siblings of older brothers. Well, so they're brothers, older brothers, and they wrote that way in the Kudni Shal Shul Sam Sofer and the Shuvah Miyava and the Ben Ishchai. Bring it here. I didn't bring it. Okay, but that's the lashon they bring from the Arizal that applies to all older siblings, and even now even achosu hagadola, even to an older sister, that even an older sister one would have to, according to the shita, one would have to show cover to. Now I saw in the two svarim a stira in the or different versions of what Rabbi Yashiv held in the sefer. Okay, so I didn't bring it in here. Sefer called Ura Kvodi from Rabbi Lundinsky, who was here a couple of years ago. That he brings that he heard from Rabbi Nsiyan Cook that Rabbi Yashiv went with the mahalach that you only have to mechabid the bechor hanotel pishnayim, meaning only a male, a brother, and only if he's the firstborn mamish. If he's not the firstborn in the family, doesn't count. But
C-section.
Well, so I don't know if he meant that. Ad kedekach. I'm not sure he meant that, because I think he just meant to say no to Bishnai. I mean to say he's the firstborn. I suspect that means he's the firstborn. If the tzura of the Leda, I don't know, made it, but he's the firstborn in the family, as opposed to having an older sister. Okay, anyway, but in this is a sefer here called Mor Hora Mekibudam. He brings down quite the opposite. He brings down, he has a long discussion about this. Let me just see where it was. Periches Ha'ara 17. Periches Ha'ara 17. Right. He has a long discussion about this whole topic. And, he probably brings the question of the Ari. Okay, and he brings at the end that the Mechaber Sefer was a Svardasha Chacham, Rabbi Naftali Shmuel Yona. So he brings first the Lina Halacha, the Didan Hasvardim, us Svardim Shekibalnu Horas Hachida. Koras, Divrei Maron, we accept the Chida's rulings, like on the level of the Shulchan Aruch. Bevadei Sheishlan Ho Kain Kasher Kasav No Snim, because the Chida very, very clear that it applies to all the older siblings, and he says that's what the Arizal held, etc. But then he says V'chein Shamati Mipi Maron. Oh, I said V'chein Shamati Mipi Maron Rabbeinu Metzion Abishol. It's from the Gedolei Poskim of the Svarish Poskim of the last. This recent dar, our dar. And then he says, "When we pi Maran Rabbeinu Yosef Shalom Yashiv Shamati Shigam Bnei Ashkenaz Tzrichim Menokein." Ashkenaz most have to do like that. Have to be respectful. Show this covet to any older siblings. So that's very drastically or dramatically different than My brother Ninsky quotes him from Rabbi Bitzin Shul. It says only the Bechor, only a male, and only the oldest. So I guess we don't really know for sure what Rabbi Yasha Paskin al Kapanim. There are many Achron. Many say that it's not just the older brother; it's any older brother. But I did see that even if you hold that it's not, even if you hold that by an older sister, that you don't have to honor an older sister. But that doesn't mean that an older sister, let's say the sister is the oldest, and then there's a boy, that doesn't mean that she would have to honor her younger brother. That's the, even if you say, okay, if she doesn't count, so then he's the oldest boy. So that not, she's older than him, she doesn't have a chiyuv to honor him. We may not have a chiyuv to honor her. The brother might not, and none of the brothers, may, or sisters for that matter, might not have a chiyuv to honor her, but she, being older, does not have a chiyuv to honor her her older brother. Okay, so now what I want to address now is though. So we're talking. We've spoken about the source of the chiyuv and what's the source and the understanding of the chiyuv and who it applies to. Now the shah is what does it involve? What does it mean to say you have to show chiyuv for achiv agadol? What extent of chiyuv are we talking about? Of kavod are we talking about? So first of all, just to clarify, we're only talking about kavod, not mora. Right? There's two pesukim in the Torah by Kibud Av Aim, right? Kabed esavicha v'simecha, and then there's a pasuk ish imo v'aviv tiro, right? Honor your father and mother, and then ish imo v'aviv tiro. That the person should honor, should have yira for his mother and for his father. So that this drasha of ach comes from the pasuk of kabed. Kabed esavicha v'simecha. That's where we're learning from. The vav over there. There's no extra vav or anything. There's no drasha from the pasuk of Yira. So the chiyuv is not mora. The chiyuv is kibud. And the Beis Meir speaks this out. If you want to see it more, the Beis Meir in right here in Siman Reish Mem, he comes to it agav, but he says it clearly that the chiyuv does not apply to mora. okay. Now, so what's kavod and what's mora? So we look at the beginning of the Simen, the beginning of Simen Reish Mem, Sif Beis, Eze Mora, what's called Mora for a father and mother, Lo Yamud Bimkomo, Hamayuchad Lo Lamud Shem Besod Zkeinim Chaver. If your father has a place where he stands when he's together with Chaver, don't stand in that place. O B'mokam Hamayuchad L'spal, don't stand in your father, by your father's shtender in Shul. V'lo Yeshe B'mokam Hamayuchad Lo Hasi B'beso, don't sit in your father's place in the house where he typically sits. Fellow so serious devarav, don't contradict anything your father. If I say father, it's father or mother. Don't contradict anything that your father says. Fellow machria is devarav, befanav. Don't machria means to if he says something and maybe he's having a discussion with other people. Your father says this way, someone else says differently. So if you're to say no, my father said it's right. That's called machria devarav. That I'm deciding that we don't need you to decide your father's right. That's called machria devarav. Befanav, afilu lomar nirin divrei abba. Okay, velo yikreenu b'shmo. Don't call him by his name. Everybody knows that, right? That's basic. But it's mora, yira. It's yira, mora for a parent. Or for a parent is not to call him by their name. Lo b'chayev, lo b'moso. Ela omar abba mori. Okay. Haya shem abba k'shem av shem acher, m'shan shema m'hu sham. M'shan sham. And then we shame play, then etc. Okay. So these things are moris. So lechara, these things are not going to apply by your brother. You're not going to, you be allowed to sit in his seat, and you would be allowed to contradict him. Now I did see this is very nice. Sefer L'Reach HaKamoch, I'll set it for him. So he has some chelik vav, he has on this. So he says, you're allowed to sit in a seat, but if you are sitting in your brother's seat, you can sit there when he doesn't, when he doesn't need it or want it. But if you are sitting there and he comes along and he asks you, would you like to sit down, please? And you don't see it. So you have to get up right away. That's for sure. And without a kvetch, because otherwise that would be a lack of cover to show, who are you? Why should I, if it's so you could sit in a seat, but when he asks for it, you have to relinquish it right away. But also in terms of calling him by his name, so that's that's very much makubal, right? We know how the people call their older brother by his name all the time. So that's fine. That's always kahalten here. We're saying that's mora, and you don't have to have mora. Okay, but what's kavod? So the Shulchan Aruch says that hey, what's ezu kavod? Machilu mashkeu, to give him to eat and drink. Malbish umechase, machlus umotzi, help him get dressed, and help him, you know, go places. Okay, then. Also, the Shulchan Aruch goes on and says, let's skip in Siv Zayin, Chayev Lama B'vnei Aviv. You have to stand for your father, you have to stand up, you have to get up for your father. That's part of Kibbe Aviv. Okay, so what's the Chiyah by your brother? So, the Lashon of the Torah is pointed out by the Sefer Gedulas Elisha. The Torah says that a person has to Chayev Adam B'chor Achiv Agadol Kichvot Aviv. Let me just Lashon around, but then we quote it for also. Kichvot Aviv, like the other father. Sounds like you know it's equal and it's interesting because like by your father-in-law for example who you also have to have a degree of covenant for your father-in-law but there it doesn't say kichlod avit and there's a different madrega there but so he wants to say mash from the Torah from the Rambam that it's equal although the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that if you might have noticed when I read the Shulchan Aruch before Shulchan Aruch says ach gadol chayiv adam b'chvar achiv gadol He leaves out those words. He doesn't say those words. And in fact, the Gedul himself points out, the next sif says that what happens, so it says that let's say the older brother was Mevazah, the younger brother. The younger brother is a Talmud Chacham. And the older brother is Mevazah him. So Venida Hakatan Legadol. So the younger brother put him in Chayrim, like Talmud Chacham could do to someone's Mevazah him, else covered a Torah. Says Yafa Asa, he did the right thing. Since he's not acting like a yid's supposed to act, you don't have to show him covered. So he said Mefurish that if the older brother's not acting Pitura, you don't have to be mechaber. The younger brother is not mechaber him. By a parent, the mechaber paskin is not that way. That even if the person's parent is not keeping the Torah, you still have to honor him. They're a maschalik, but the mechaber paskin is you have to honor your parent, even if he's not osamai sa'amcha. But by your older brother, he says you don't. So it's kamad mefurish that there is a clear chilik between the chiyav of to an older brother, between that and the chiyav to a parent. At least in the Shulchan Aruch. However, the other poskim saying that the Mechas Chinuch says that the midah of kavod is that you have to give to the older brother is the same as to a father. The only thing is that he points out, but a lo yikren b'shmo, that's not known. We do call him by name now. Like we said before, well, that's Mora anyway. We said I'm not sure even why he has to, you know, why that's a but. Why that's even a chiddush. But the Maaseh that he says okay, but otherwise the level of covered should be the same.
Is it a heter to not honor him, or he's not allowed to honor his?
By the case of the Rasha.
Is he a Rasha? Is he that not case? Following Torah, or is he just not acting on her in a way that a.
Again, you're asking
that's my
if he's not Osemai Samchi, he's Mevaz and Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham happened to be his brother. Okay, so.
Is that the only way, or if he's also a Russian?
Yeah, well, because he goes on to say, she's Einu Osemai Samecha, Einu Chayv L'Chav.
Yes,
it sounds like, without getting now into the Shaila about Patino Shadishman and everything, but yes, if he's not Shomer Torah Mitzvah, then yeah, then she would not have to honor him. Right? Because it's only for Osemai Samecha. And if he's not Osamai Samech, he doesn't keep Shabbos, that's clearly not Osamai Samech, then according to what Mechaber seems to say, you would not have to honor him. Okay, so we do have the Shita Mechaz Chinuch is that the covenant is basically, though, is equal, but the Chidah Paschal is not like that. The Chidah and the Racha Shulchan seems to Paschal not like that, it's not not the same level. So he brings the Sefer Mor Harbi Kavidim, he brings, he discusses with Rabbi Yashav, and so Rabbi Yashav is not Machri La Halacha. Either way, they told him when he writes to say, if you should bring down both opinions, bring up both days. This is the Shidah Mechaz Chinuch, Machlok is Mechaz Chinuch, and the Chidah about why do you have to do that. So, Lamaisa, according to the Tzad, according to either Tzad, what's the din about standing for him? Do you have to stand up for your older brother? Certainly, if you hold that it's the chiyuv is equal, it should come out. You have to, right? And even if it's not equal, okay. But if it's not equal, but what does that mean? What yes and what not? So and I want to point that also the tour on his parish on the Torah in Parshas Toldos, when it talks about Yaakov barring the bechora, he says yesh mefarshim bechoraschah, sell me your bechora perish gedulascha. He's saying to Esav gedulascha should sarach hakatan lino gedula usharara laachiv agadol. The younger one has to show gedula and shrara, like royalty. Laachiv agadol lakum mipanav ulechablo. He says mefarsh to stand up for him ulechablo. And that's what Yaakov is saying, sell it to me. So the Torah says, first she has to stand up for him. But Lemaisa, the Svarim bring down, that's not Nog that way. It's not Nog. It's not Nog to stand up for an older brother. And Rabbi Lutinsky says he asked a couple of Gedolim, including Rabbi Nevin, so he said, no, it's not Nog that way. However, this is a bit safer. Reach Kamocha, as there's a short shuv in the back. He asked the Shalz Rav Chaim Kanievsky. So he said, you should do at least Hidruksas. Hidruksas meaning, like getting up like this, which is what a lot of people do. Even cases where there's be'etzem achi of the rice, like a zakein, person walks by, a seva, person walks by, is over 70 years old, walks right by you within your dalet amos, unless you don't notice, you're busy learning, you don't notice. But if you notice, you're mechayev to stand up for him. But
that's when you're dalet amos.
Sorry? Your dalet amos, yeah. For that halacha, is dalet amos. But the minig is, but not the mashes of the minig. Many people are little mekel and they only get up like this. So they just, the post can discuss it already. That many people are mekel. The average 70-year-old is not interested in this, or that everybody every time he walks by, everybody gets he walks in the basement to get to a seat, and everybody's getting up, and he's a regular person, not a bad person. No, definitely Osem Aysamecha, maybe he even knows how to learn a little bit, but he's not a person that, he expects people to stop for him. And now all of a sudden, he just celebrated his 70th birthday, and he can't walk into a room without everybody. So with the Meichel, there's a sorrow like that. I don't know, you could decide for yourself whether it applies, when it applies to you, whether you're Meichel or not. But anyway, so it says, L'maiser Chaim says that you should do that at least, for Achav HaGadol, at least you should do that. One second. Yeah. So let me just come on. Let me just. What time is it now? Oh, I just maybe just rewind it. The Sefer L'Reach HaKmo give some other nice examples, such as maybe we'll end with that with one or two of these nice examples that he brings here. He says, "Ach tzor chayif l'daber l'ach v'agodu b'loshim mechubedes." He has to speak in an honorable fashion to his older brother. Im yudaber l'av b'loshim tekifa. If he speaks to him, in stark terms. Vizola and demeaningly, zutia pikiya bechvodo. Can imagine. It should never happen. But sometimes there's disagreements. And families have disagreements, especially disagreements over Yerusha Inyanim or whatever. And you can imagine sometimes being tensions rising and this and that. I mean, you always have to treat everybody with honor. But if it's your older brother, you have to be doubly careful. What you say. Then he says like this: Achzar chayev l'shmo l'hora shel achav agadol b'mashekasha l'sidrei habayis. And he will, in terms of things in the house, kasher ahor made them some. Let's say you have single boys, and one is the oldest, and the parents are away. So then the younger siblings have to listen to their older brother to masay lechol, masay lisha. When we're in supper time, bedtime, imo lo yase against the pikiyah b'kodo. Can't do things that anger him. Okay, just and also that it is brought. It's brought that the Chazanish would stand up for his old. He had an older brother, Meir Karelitz. He would stand up for his older brother, but it's also brought though that if they were mechabed the Chazanish with sandakos. And his older brother was present, he would decline, hoping that they'll offer it instead. Or maybe he would recommend they offer it instead to his older brother. The last thing just to mention is that it's a discussion, maybe this could be a whole different time. Somebody spoke about this in the call, about a younger sibling getting married before an older sibling. So, and there's a shach that some says you're not supposed to do it. L'maiser, Moshe learns that there's no isser whatsoever. The only thing the shach is talking about, if their two siblings engage at the same time, so then the younger one should be mevat, the older one should let the older one get married first. But to wait, says you don't have to wait. You have a chiyuv on chiyuv a period of rib. You're not mechiyuv to wait at all. For no, okay, that's a whole other topic. But it is brought in here that maybe it's related to this chiyuv of older brother. Okay, so something to think about. If it's nogei anybody here, or people at a store, your children, or others, something to think about. You know, are we living up to at least the basics of this environment? Okay. Shikach, Rosai. Take care, Doug.
You know that I have to stand up.
What's it?